Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello once again. This is Genevieve. Just thank you for joining me. How have you been during this crisis that we have? I just trust that everyone is doing well. Also, I'd like to remind you, keep in contact with your friends and your neighbors and your family. So these are stressful times, trying times. The other thing is that even though, we're going through something, it doesn't mean that you need to be a victim of it. What I mean by that is, continue doing the things that you take all the precautions that you need. Not only physically, but also emotionally and also spiritually. Let's get the spiritual part of it. Influx of information overwhelmed you. So guys, you step back away from all that. And it's just your whole life. It's just what you need to do if you have to. And if you're a parent, I remind you that if you have children, how you react will have an effect on your children. Are you calm? Are you, doing things that you need to do? Or are you in a panic? Are you afraid? And that's not good for your children, and it's not good for you also. So I just want to add those reminders, and I hope that it helps you. With the press that we have with the coronavirus, first of all, this is nothing new. We've had crises like these in the past. Reading about 1918, when they had the Spanish flu, and there were many people that sick, many people died. And it took some time to get over. I believe somewhere around 15 months. I didn't read all the details of how it got started. We didn't need to know how it got started. But it eventually passed. And with the coronavirus, something that will pass. It will still pass. But I just want to focus today on how God can do some of the work for these times. I was reading the 20th chapter of John, and as I mentioned, the past Easter was one of my favorite holidays. Build up for the crucifixion and then the resurrection. And what I'm focusing on is the time after Jesus was crucified and after the resurrection. You have to remember there was a lot time of uncertainty. The apostles saw their teacher and leader crucified on the cross unjustly, and they saw that he was buried, and they were afraid naturally because if they did this to Jesus, it would chance it would come after authorities to come after them. So they hid, stayed in so they stayed inside, they stayed more or less incognito out of public life. And in the interim, they were wondering if what Jesus said was going to happen, did. And in the beginning of the chapter 20, Mary Magdalene was looking for peace. You know, remember Mary Magdalene is someone who Jesus healed of the devil spirit. And she came and she saw the peace. Know that the year is up. The rock and the kingdom rolled away. And he's taken. She saw what happened in the incident. So that Peter and another disciple, James, they had to the answer. They saw that he was there. But Jesus also appeared to Mary Magdalene much later on. And so that scene here is a woman beat. So I think Mary Magdalene, maybe even more so than the apostles, believed that this could happen. I think she had a stronger faith. This is just my own thought. Just my own thought. Jesus called her name. Respond to verse 16. The phone that she ran, the apostle told what she saw. She was seen people. And then later on, when the disciples were in the room, the house was so great. Jesus appeared before them. Go back a little bit. Jesus is fearful. Jesus is fearful of Jesus. With the same analogy with this coronavirus and the exodus of the apostles. There's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of unknown, a lot of fear, and there's some similarities here. So when Jesus appeared before them, he said, "Peace be with you." And when he showed them the hand where the nails in the hand, where they were nailed, hold. They rejoiced, they relaxed. And he breathed them. He said to him, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And the sins of any, the Lord will forgive." Said this to him after the spirit was breathed. Now, when I read into this particular passage, I see fear, the horror that the apostles saw and felt due to crucified. I could imagine the uncertainty that they felt. They felt after they saw Jesus crucified, they actually thought it was over. Jesus had talked about it. There were many times they were on they either didn't want to understand or really didn't understand. But you have to remember God. God is speaking in both. When he's physically in it, when he's physically crucified, God was still doing this work. Why is it that Jesus appeared to over 500 people after his resurrection? So there was God's work right there. And Jesus said he was going to be risen from the dead, and he was. But he had witnesses, you know, people who saw him, Mary saw him. Then what on the Emmaus Road, they saw him. It says in Scripture, over 500 people. He appeared to over 500 people. And so I think it was a reassurance that what God said he would do, it was going to happen, happened. Jesus said that himself. Things like, when the Son of Man be lifted up. So he crucified, buried, and then raised. They were some metaphors for the adventure. You know, the adventure. All through the house. So it wasn't that he didn't say it, you know, which was entirely the apostles believed. Or didn't want to hear it. So, that was that left there, you know. He was walking into our people. You know, he wanted to go on. Now, the apostles, you know, when he appeared to the apostles, you know, at first I'm pretty sure they were frightened. But when he showed them their hands and when he showed his hands, where the nail prints were, they rejoiced, you know, and they felt a sense of relief. And how I use the analogy of the resurrection and what we're going through crisis. God is always there, even in times of crisis. One thing I said from a posting is this is a time, this could be a time of reflection, of assessment. I've mentioned in the past that I always use the holidays, say from Thanksgiving all the way through New Year's. I use that as a time of reflection and be thankful to God for all the work you've done in my life and in others' lives. Where am I at that particular time? Where do I want to be? And I kind of take this in the same vein. The time of crisis, maybe people need, maybe God's trying to get attention, maybe God's trying to want to do another work. Now, as an aside, don't ever get the idea that God calls it, that he didn't do. You know where, you understand where, have an idea where it came from, one of us came from. As of now, we don't understand why it came or how it came about. We don't think that's known as it yet. But don't ever get the idea God calls us. One thing about crisis will bring out best in you or it will bring out the worst of you. I played a lot of sports when I was younger, And one of the things I noticed about teens that just went is when things have got tough, when things that didn't want to work, and they always found a way to win. They always found a way to get through. Sometimes in crisis, and they found a way. They always found a way. And usually the person, the people who perform the best are the ones who can handle the pressure. They can focus not on the crisis, but on what needed to be done. And that's true about anything in life. You know, even focus on the crisis or the problem, and it will happen, it'll overwhelm you. Well, we focus on what God can be. We focus on what could be, and focus on that. You know, then you're in a much better frame of mind. I look at Jesus, you know, he, despite all the things that tried to have, that more and more force, he kept the force. The Apostle Paul is another one, you know, he went through a lot of stuff. Shipwreck, he put in jail, running out of town to town, but yet he stayed the force. And there are a lot of people like that, you know, in spite of everything that went on around them, they stayed the course. They made changes that are needed to be made. But there were many people doing great depression. You know, some were out of the world, some struggled, many people struggled. People found creative ways of supplying for themselves. Some people do their own thing. Some people could build things. Some people do not build. You know, there was a time where people could stand together. There was a time where it's, okay, this is our situation. Now, what do we do? And my mom's going through my health crisis. You know, I saw God, you know, God gave me peace. God gave me the peace. During that time, just, it was a crisis, that's for sure. It was a life crisis. I didn't know what to do because I never crossed the path. And then I asked God to help me. I told him I was afraid. And then God entered in. And everything was peaceful. And I look at the long crisis and say, you understand this, God's will, God's will. It's going to, like I said, crisis is full of things to bring out the worst of people. It will bring out the best. And some people have done some wonderful things. Of course, you're always going to have people who try to exploit the situation that you've been. Yet people have done some wonderful things. Help others out, check on their neighbors. You know, they understand the situation, made adjustments. Well, they made adjustments. You know, they put this on God, you know, on God, or something they made, this is okay, this situation is going to be down. And what do I need to do? Some parents of homeschool for children. So they won't fall behind with it. And if one school opened again, and some people, maybe they're getting to do the things that either they put off or needed to do when they have plenty of time. So it's bringing out a lot of, you know, it's bringing out a lot of. I have been imagining it would be possible. They came to time. He was crucified and raised from the dead. Well, I got a good sergeant. what that was like. The whole fear, all the instinct, not knowing if it happened, not knowing what to do. But when they were all gathered in the room, you should just hear what before them. Whether that was Jesus' voice and strength to get lost. So, and he always warned them that there would be times of crisis, there would be times of tests, there would be times when it was going to be hard. But even during those times, you know, God was going to be there. So you notice that a lot of greatest growth, which, you know, greatest growth of pushing, of enduring pain and stress, enduring difficult times. You know, a lot of things, look at some civil rights that you know, this is a time of crisis and stress, but in spite of all the setbacks, in spite of all the awful things that happen, it continues forward. That's what God is about for. He never stops working. He doesn't get thrown off course. Now, He can direct us to see, you know, how we should go, if He needs to change something, if He needs to. You know, it could be changed in something, of course. It could be something in our own minds. Possibly it could be that. But, what you remember doing this time? Remember, God's still there. God doing His wonderful handiwork during this time. Like, I'm sure many people are learning much about themselves. Yeah, many people will get you out there so creative because they're doing what they have to do. And this isn't going to last, the greatest last. But even during stressful times, you still be a neighborly, you still be care about our neighbors, you still be thinking, you need to. This is what? Yeah, you know, I be seeing God's work out there. You know, find you that at your heart. You know, are you going to let the crisis get a hold of you, or are you going to let God do the work? Are you going to be enduring the crisis? You just come to God, but just, you know, God always there. You know, we don't have to be careful. As Christians, we should be fearless and we should be faithful. And during this crisis, where, you know, people need to understand, see what God's work is, see what it is. People may ask, well, how come you're so powerful in this crisis? It's not me, you know, it's just, you know, it's not, that's a complete. Just do that. You know, that makes all the difference. Yeah. I just pray that people do it for God. Do it for God. You know, just remember God has all those to do. And I just like to do it. Very deep to the point of pain. Good, 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 good. And a good script for them. And I just thank you coming in to living in for wherever you are. So, yeah, you can know that too. So, I'm good for it. Good. Once again, on our next. But like to do. It's not stressful. And that's why you have a blessed day. That's what you